Oh no, are you okay? I'll take that as a no. Here, take my hand. Am I laughing at you? Well, duh. But you're laughing at yourself too, so that means it's okay if I laugh at you. Seriously, are you okay? You didn't break anything, right? Let me see. Okay, just a severely skinned elbow. Oh, that looks bad. Dude, it's dripping blood onto the pavement. Here, we can just use my shirt as like a makeshift bandage. Here, let me just... I got it. I'll use my teeth. Okay, there. Hold out your arm. Hold still. Perfecto. Next time you try doing a kickflip backside tail slide, maybe you should wear elbow pads. Oh, that's right. I forgot you're too cool for safety. It's much better to let your elbow bleed out than to be caught wearing elbow pads. I know, I don't wear elbow pads either, but that's because I've been skateboarding for way longer than you have. Plus, have you ever seen me fall? Okay, that time did not count. That kid came crashing into me. I was minding my business, and then this little 6-year-old, okay, yeah, 12-year-old, whatever, comes right at me, and his little Lightning McQueen skateboard breaks in half, and he starts crying, and he looks up at me like I'm the one who broke it, and then so does his mom, and I'm just sitting there with a busted lip, thinking, what the hell, man? On one hand, I hate it when little kids are here, but at the same time, it makes me nostalgic. Because I was one of them once. Except instead of a Lightning McQueen skateboard, mine had a unicorn on it. Yeah. It looked sort of evil, actually. It was like half unicorn, half dragon. Anyway. How's your arm feeling? Here, why don't you rest it on me? Well, yeah, so you don't have to hold it up. Yeah, there we go. It's fine. I like taking care of you. Poor baby. Crazy how little this place has changed in the past few years. It's like time stood still. I mean, apart from the new graffiti. But like, the park is the same. I don't know. I was wrong earlier when I said I've never fallen in front of you before. I have, actually. Yeah, here at the skate park. It was the day I met you. Yeah, I was practicing my kickflip. And you came walking by, board in hand. And you looked so cool. With your graphic tee and your snapback. And you had really cool sneakers too. I remember thinking you had really cool sneakers. I got kind of distracted, and I messed up and skinned my knee pretty bad. I know, you didn't even notice. Which on one hand was kind of a relief, but it also annoyed me a little. Because I totally had a crush on you. Dude, yes. You know what you should have done? You should have helped me up and ripped your shirt so that you could turn it into a bandage for me. Why am I even helping you right now? You didn't do the same for me. Oh, hey, so I was thinking, this summer we should come out here every single day. Yeah, like old times. The good old days. When we would meet up here every morning and skate till dark. And we'd live off of peanut butter crackers and Doritos. Those were the best summers. You have no idea how much I miss that. What? Well, yeah, so what if I'm getting sentimental? Shut up, I can be sentimental. I'm just trying to say that I like spending time with you. Because you mean a lot to me, you know? Why are you laughing? Okay, clearly you weren't loved enough as a child because you have this weird aversion to affection. Yeah, like you're not used to it. Oh yeah, what if I do this? You're my best friend in the whole entire world and I love you so much and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. See? You tense up whenever I get close to you. You always do. That's why I don't hug you anymore. You like when I hug you, really. Liar. You always get awkward about it. Okay, so if I hug you right now, are you gonna tense up and do that thing where you awkwardly pat me on the back? Okay, bet. Come here. See, this isn't so bad. I haven't hugged you in forever. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I meant to kiss you on the cheek to be annoying, but you turned your head just as I... Did we just kiss? Sorry. We could just pretend that never happened. Yeah, and you know what? It wasn't even a kiss. It was a peck. Pecks are not kisses. So, back to what I was saying. Skating every day. Sound good? Meet here at like 7. I'll bring the peanut butter crackers. You bring the Doritos. And we'll just skate till we drop. Okay, sick. Because you definitely need the practice. Your elbow is still bleeding from the fall, look at that. Wait, let me see. Oh. Ouch. Does it hurt much? Do you want me to kiss it better? Yeah, I didn't think so. You know, for real though, sometimes I hold back on saying nice things to you because I feel like it would make you uncomfortable. It's true though, whenever I say something nice or affectionate, you do this little nervous laugh and the muscles in your face kind of tense up and you like zone out for a sec. Yes. Like, for example, a few minutes ago when I said I used to have a crush on you, you froze up. Oh, so you weren't uncomfortable. What were you then? Nervous. Isn't that kind of the same thing as uncomfortable? Okay. Why do you get nervous? Tell me. Why do you get nervous? Are you saying that you... What? I thought that you didn't like me. Well, no, I knew that you liked me. Like, obviously we like hanging out together, but I didn't know that you liked me. You never gave that impression. Are you kidding me? Every time I show any kind of affection, it's like you push it away. Okay, well, that's how it seemed. I didn't think that you were just... that you were just nervous. You make me nervous, too. For example, when I saw you for the first time and I messed up my kickflip. I never mess up a kickflip. The crush that I had on you, it never went away. No. Not even for a moment. Sorry, is your arm okay? Wear elbow pads from now on. Yeah, and knee pads. And a helmet. Oh, wait, there are kids here. We should probably,